What's a story about Brandon Wazowski that, you know, you're able to share that about your guys' relationship that sticks out to you?
Yeah, obviously, me and Liz, he was one of the only guys I knew, you know, before getting traded here, and we played together in Burnaby Winter Club back home, and yeah, it's been really special rooming with Liz the last 3 years, but I don't think one story sticks out to me, but I think it's just the quiet calmness, but killer instinct that Liz has that he brings to the team, and you know, it's a contagious thing because he won't say too much, but when you see him on the ice and, you know, everyone sees that he works his bag off, and he forechecks, he backchecks, and you can put the puck in the net, he's a special player. So for me, having a guy like that who, you know, isn't going to say too much vocally, but shows it so much on the ice, and he's so passionate, is a very special thing. So yeah, Liz has been an unbelievable teammate and even a better friend, so I'm sure we'll be seeing each other lots throughout our lives, and yeah, it was very special just rooming with him on my birthday in Moose Jaw when we were there. It was just me and him watching the Leafs game, and that was kind of my 21st birthday, so pretty special.
Got a good story that you can share about Igor? He's a bit of a character, isn't he?
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing with Liz. I mean, me and Sido live across the street from each other, people didn't really know, and we've been driving together for 3 years now, and I literally see him, I drive him to the rink, I sit beside him in the stall, I'm on his line on the ice, back in the stall, back in my car, and he's literally across the street. So I would have to think of one, but so the thing that sticks out to Sido for me is just his competitive drive and how bad he really wants it. I mean, you know, the story of Sido is pretty unbelievable, just being a guy, you know, from Belarus and, you know, whatever's happening in the world, you know, a couple of years ago, and not seeing his family for 2.5 years and staying here in a country that he didn't speak the language, and, you know, new billets and new team and new everything, and the way he just showed so much perseverance and everything. Honestly, it's an incredible story, and I'm so lucky to know him and be his friend, and the way he played on the ice through that all, you know, kind of behind the scenes, what he's going through, not seeing his family for all that time is very, very special. I'm so proud that he, you know, signed his NHL contract and he deserved it.
And just quickly, the connection that all three of you have shared, you guys have formed the core of this Blades team for a number of years now. What made the three of you, yourself, Igor, and Brandon, so special? What played so well for the three of you?
Yeah, I think it's just kind of our work. I mean, you know, we all kind of have some skill, and, you know, those two can shoot the puck like I've never seen before, and I like to make plays, but I think it boiled down to us just working together, you know, working as hard as we could, trying to get better every day as a line, and, you know, throughout the years we, you know, didn't stick together the whole time, but it was very special to get to play with them, and those two will have very long hockey careers, so I learned lots from them, and yeah, I was very lucky to play with them both.